Next item is can change the zone number 1607. The application of Marine Farm LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a MRPC medium density residential district, residential plant community, to an AR1 RPC agriculture residential district, residential plant community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying southwest of Jimtown Road, also referred to as Road 285A, 1,000 feet northwest of Road 277, to be located on 19.84 acres, more or less.
Okay, first we're dealing only with a change of zone.
The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 11th, whereby they deferred action. In reference to their decision, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he was not present during the public hearing, but that he did listen to the tape recording and reviewed the record. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1607 for Marine Farm LLC for a change of zone from MRRPC to AR1RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has simultaneously applied for a conditional use to establish a stable for recreational and therapeutic horseback riding, which requires agricultural zoning. Since he was will also be recommending approval of the stable under conditional use, he believes that the change of zone is appropriate. Two, this application is consistent with the nature of the surrounding property along Jimtown Road. All that property is zoned AR1. When the original application was considered, one of the reasons that homes were eliminated from this area was because of its relationship to the existing zoning and uses along Jimtown Road. Since homes were not permitted in the area, it is appropriate to return the underlying zoning back to AR1. Three, the proposed use as a stable for recreational and therapeutic horseback riding is consistent with the purposes of the AR district as set forth in the zoning ordinance. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Lawrence, I got a question. Why did MR to RPC to AR RPC? Couldn't they just have gone back to an AR?
The property was all AR. It was applied for MR with RPC overlay.
Right.
And to maintain the overlay, they applied for the downzoning from MR RPC to AR RPC. They said they would maintain their status on the original parcel as RPC.
Okay.
That was Mr. Fuquay's.
So they lost the overlay on the remaining.
They took the original zoning.
They lost the density.
And they went back to the AR. We went from AR to MR and they go back to AR and basically retain the RPC status.
And that's on the, I'm sorry, that's on the whole entire project?
Yeah, because the conditions of the entire project would roll with the whole property because it was a condition on that property also.
And that condition was to delete 20 lots.
The condition on that portion of the property would eliminate the 20 lots and eliminate the access from Jimtown Road into the project.
Did they ever make any representations that when they eliminated that during their testimony? I know it's not in the stipulations, but was there, in your recollection, any comments that would support that they were leaving that, their intent was to leave that as open space?
No, nothing specific.
Any implication that by eliminating those 20 lots that they that it was just going to be left as open space?
I don't believe so. By the applicant, interpretation by the opposition was that statement when we had our public hearings on the conditional use and the downzoning to AR RPC.
Okay, and do you accept Mr. Fuquay's explanation when Mr. Jones said, why didn't they just go to AR? They could have gone to AR, right?
It could have.
In other words, it wouldn't have affected anything. Mr. Fuquay implied that it would have made have a certain impact on the big subdivision that they had approved.
I don't know that it would.
Right.
What I understood was that you have conditions of approval based on the RPC with the MR zoning and retaining all their conditions of approval on this property because they kept the overlay. The overlay was the only way you could stipulate.
But aren't they subdividing this off? Could it be?
It could be.
Could it be construed as a new parcel? And let me ask you this: if it was subdivided off and say sold to this group, and got downzoned to AR like Mr. Jones had alluded to, isn't this stable permitted use?
They could still do it because it's becomes a public stable status, and that public stable can is a commercial operation in the ag district, and it could have been done.
A permitted use? So an option, if we turned it down today as an AR RPC, right?
Right.
The applicant could come back in and just have it downzoned, subdivide that parcel off, those 20 acres, have it zoned, downzoned to AR, or is it already zoned?
If you turn it down today, it basically retains its MR RPC status.
Right.
The downzone to AR1, they have to go through an application.
Downzone to AR1, they would have to go through an application process, and they applied for the AR1 RPC, and then the conditional use, knowing that you could put conditions on it.
So
the RPC allows us to put the conditions.
Yeah, the RPC allows you to put conditions. If you didn't, they could come in and put a commercial stable on the property and it'd be 200 feet from any property line, and that'd be it.
With no stipulation.
No stipulations.
So
you got more control going this way.
Yeah, you do. Really, yes. Do. You're allowed to put conditions on.
Did we ask the attorney to do some research on this?
No. Did you?
Yes.
No.
You had nothing for us today?
I was not asked to do anything.
I don't think so.
It was you were discussing, but you never asked directly in the public hearing now.
Okay.
During the public hearing, I was asked by Mr. Cole whether the elimination of the 20 homes and the elimination of the entrance to the subdivision in and of itself mandated that this be remained as open space, and I said that there was nothing in the ordinance that would suggest that.
My question to you would be, or anybody, Mr. Lank, would be since the stipulation said there cannot be the placement of 20 homes there, what would the applicant have the ability to do under this MRRPC with that 20 acres?
It would just sit there.
It would just sit there if...
They couldn't use it for, they couldn't use it for access, they couldn't use it for homes.
Recreational?
They could have come in and used it for recreational or park or something of that nature for the project.
Could they have built a pool house and a bunch of stuff like that on it?
It's possible if they'd attempted to, but they didn't. Could be it's part of their site plan. They couldn't use it for access or homes. That's basically what the stipulation was.
They could use it for any other purpose as part of the subdivision, recreational facility, whatever.
So, in theory, could they put a riding stable there and sublet it out to these people? In theory?
Well, they could. I suppose they could, yes.
Yeah, they could.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
But I don't think they wanted to do that.
They're going to deed it right over.
Right, I understand that. I understand.
They could operate. Anyone could operate a commercial horse stable on that site in the AR district. If it's AR.
But they have the ability. Let me ask one last question, then I'll make clear up my mind. There's this 20-acre site, which is part of a larger parcel, correct? Is that correct?
Right.
By the time, yes.
Can they go to your office and subdivide off that 20 acres and then go through a whole other application, even though it was part of that big, or can't they break it off right now? I mean, I'm trying to say, can they?
Sure. They can subdivide that parcel off. They're not restricted. It's not allowed. They're allowed to subdivide lots inside the parcel itself.
Could somebody then come? Wait, let me ask you. This sounds awful far-fetched since it was part of the big parcel and part of the stipulation was they couldn't put homes there. Could somebody subdivide it off and then come in and ask for an application to put homes in there?
It still has the overlay on it. No.
No.
And no entrance that serves Marine Farm project. It's part of the condition. The condition with Marine Farm, the original, run with the property. They cannot put 20 houses there, and they cannot put a road that serves Marine Farm.
Is it 19 houses there?
Well, never gave a thought. But
they eliminated all.
Eliminated the use of residential use on that side.
They eliminated all the homes that were proposed.
Right.
But what would prevent? It sounds like we've got such a liberal policy of accepting or breaking this up now that somebody could come in and subdivide it off and ask to put in 20 homes.
He said not.
No, I think
not
he just said
the RPC.
RPC overlay runs with that parcel.
No, say they break off,
The RPC conditions run with the whole parcel.
What if they asked to downzone it to AR? Could then they come in and put homes in an AR 20-acre parcel?
If it had been downzoned to AR without a the RPC, they could act. Someone could come in and apply to subdivide that parcel.
Even though the other guy said that he wasn't going to put homes there, somebody else could come in and put homes there? So what, I mean, what's all this?
If you downzone to AR, you eliminate the RPC overlay for that portion, I would have to assume they'd have to come back in. Jim can clarify this. If you did that to AR, then they may have to correct or amend their condition of approval for the RPC.
Any conditional use can be amended if they go through the process and find three votes, sure. Right?
But the RPC actually protects it because you can put conditions
but all conditional you want. Property.
The RPC gave you conditions.
Well, I was just asking. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
I know, it just sounds like we're awful.
And it still protects the basis of the whole site. And then they've applied for a conditional use to that you can put stipulations on to if you grant approval.
Okay. Seems like something gets approved and there's really no guarantees that what gets approved has any lasting, you know,
But to change
until
it.
Until they apply.
They apply and try to change it.
Yeah, and but to change it, you have to come back to public hearing.
Once they take a big parcel like that and they say, this parcel is just going to be not, you know, no homes are going to be on this, and all of a sudden they break that off and somebody else comes in and put homes?
Well,
you can't.
Very unlikely going to get three votes.
Well, I don't know. Well, unlikely is nothing. It just depends on.
Well, you can't do that unless you, if you went straight AR.
Okay. Exactly. I don't know.
But the RPC overlay protects it, and then the conditional use, if you approve that, protects it.
Because that was my first concern when it come in as ARRPC, why ARP, not AR, and but the RPC protects it.
RPC is a mechanism. Zoning gives you zoning. RPC allows you to stipulate.
Correct.
Conditional use allows you to stipulate again.
Now, question, when this, if this was moved forward, this the case, the original case of 1770, the access to that road under their MRRPC overlay, that kind of goes away because the easement to this property is not to the marine farm, it would be just to the horse.
The easement, the entrance to this parcel is to serve the horse
farm
stables.
Right.
And that the horseback riding therapeutic facility, not the marine farm.
There's no access to marine farm.
No access to be connected to the marine farm. If somebody from the marine farm wants to go to the horseback riding facility, they can drive around on Jimtown Road to get to the site, or they could possibly walk, but they can't drive.
Okay, they can't drive from one to the other. It's not contiguous.
That's right.
And it would be no longer deeded to the marine farm, or whatever it's called now. It would be to the therapeutic riding. So really, if this is successful, the 1770 conditions are no longer relevant to this case because this becomes something new. ARRPC and what conditions
the RPC,
you want
to conditions of the RPC roll with the property because they're keeping the RPC status. They're not changing that.
Okay. And what they said was that there'd be no homes built on it. That stays with it. And there's no interest to marine farm on it. That stays with it.
Right.
So, okay. But there could be that easement will be afforded to the therapeutic people because that's the only access they got to the property.
Right.
Okay.
And this makes Lawrence okay. We have the 1607, which considers a down zone, which has the RPC on it.
Right.
And then that 20 acres could have more stipulations than the RPC has.
Right, because you added, if you grant approval of the down zoning to ARRPC, as recommended by the commission, then you have to consider the conditional use, 1678,
right,
which has 5 findings and 14 more conditions,
right,
that relate
besides
to that property.
Besides the original ones.
That relate to that property.
Right.
Right. Okay. First time we have one like this, I believe.
I don't know why it's used this way to get there to what they're trying to do. They could have done a conditional use in an AR district, couldn't they?
Could.
Or they could have come in and asked to be downzoned, and then the second app, they could have taken
could,
these two applications
they,
together.
They could have down, if they would chose to downzone the property from MRRPC to AR, just this portion, then they could have come back in with some other type of application
they
or
could have done like
conditional
done
use
in tandem
or some other use. But they may have had to change the restrictions that were placed on the property with the RPC because the conditions might not cover all the property that way because you've deleted 20 acres. And the other thing is that if it's AR, you can have a commercial riding stables.
Right.
If you have the acreage, then you can meet the setback requirements.
Right, but we would have known that going into it, but if they did like they've done here, made two applications.
Right.
And went in tandem, one downzoning and the next one putting the conditional use, stipulating that it can only be used for not
for the specific use in mind.
Right, for the specific use.
Well, aren't we arguing about the way they did it rather than looking at the merits of the application? And shouldn't we maybe get focused on the merits and try to get this thing off track?
You're asking me? I would agree.
Yes, I'm suggesting that we.
I would agree with you.
Well, okay. Tom, you got any further questions of Mr. Lank and conditions that are on the application for planning and zoning? You read the minutes from planning and zoning under the. We're voting on change of zone for 1607. And it's quite explicit in there if you support planning and zonings. If you read what Mr. Johnson said, it's quite a bit of information in there. Okay, first you, any further discussion on the change of zone, 1607 Marine Farm LLC? They go from MRRPC to ARRPC. The only thing you're doing now is just the downzoning. Questions on the downzoning, any further questions? Well, I will read the title on that and then take the difficult part.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an AR1RPC agricultural residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 containing 19.84 acres. 1607.
Gentlemen, you heard the title read.
I make a motion we approve 1607.
Motion by Mr. Dukes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips to approve change of zone 1607 Marine Farm LLC from MRRPC to ARRPC. Questions? If not, call for the vote. Mr. Cole.
I'm just grappling with this. From what I just heard from Mr. Lank and his explanation of all this stuff, I'll vote to go yes to downzone.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also, Mr. President.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes, I vote yes. My vote is yes. I agree with the reasons in P&Z.
With the explanation that Mr. Lank has given that the RPC designation over the AR1 gives a protection and allows us to apply conditions. With that, my vote would be yes for changes in 1607. Next phase, Mr. Lang.
The second item, or other Marine Farm application, was the conditional use number 1678, the application of Marine Farm LLC. To consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district residential plan community for a recreational therapeutic equestrian facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 19.84 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Jimtown Road, Route 285A, 1,000 feet northwest of Route 277. Again, the commission held public hearing on this application on May 11th. In the recommendation, Mr. Johnson, in their discussion, Mr. Johnson stated that he was not present during public hearing, but he did listen to the tape recording and reviewed the record. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1678 for Marine Farm LLC to operate a recreational therapeutic equestrian facility based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use is one that is agricultural in nature. In fact, it nearly falls under the category of a permitted use under Section 115-20 of the Zoning Ordinance, which allows public stables on 5 acres or more. Two, the project with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or community. Three, the site is within a development area as shown on the current county comprehensive plan update. Four, the conditional use providing therapeutic horseback riding for children and adults with special needs promotes the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the residents of Sussex County. This use also satisfies the defined purpose of conditional uses since it is a use that will benefit the public. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, all entrance and roadway improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. Two, the development shall be served as part of the Marine Farm RPC Central Sanitary Sewer System. Three, the development shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Four, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Five, construction site work grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Six, addressing shall be subject to review and approval by the county mapping and addressing department. Seven, the conditional use shall be for the operation of a therapeutic and recreational horseback riding facility, which includes three special events per year. The event shall be related to the permitted use and shall not last longer than 2 days each. 8 hours of operation for clients and the public shall be 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. These hours of operation shall also apply to all special events. 9, lighting for the area, parking lot, and any similar outside activities shall be turned off at 10 p.m. All lighting shall be screened so it does not shine onto Jimtown Road or neighboring properties. 10, one lighted identification sign at the site entrance shall be permitted. 11, horse manure shall be stored and removed in accordance with applicable regulations. 12, the maximum number of horses boarded at the facility shall be 15. 13, there shall be no interconnection between this site and the Marine Farm or MRRPC. And 14, a buffer of existing and planted trees shall be established along Road 285A. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Lawrence, on the original stipulations, I don't know if you got this big pack of everything we got, you know, I'm sure you did, but on the number 17, and if you look at, let's see, G, and this list talks about a Marine Farm LLC will provide a 50-foot minimum forest or landscape buffer between all Jimtown. That stays with the original condition, or being they are doing this, it says here a buffer for existing plant trees should be established along County 585A. Does that protect that wooded area that is there? I realize it's certainly a...
What number did you read?
I was on 17. It would be a stipulation, like the third paragraph.
On the original RPC ordinance?
Yes.
I've got a page number missing or something. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. If I'm paid, you're out of order.
Yeah.
It'd
be page 12, I think, or 10 or 12.
What, do you have the minutes in front of you? Because I got the actual report of council. I got the findings, okay. The large one.
It just says here that, and I just, you know, I'm concerned about the wooded area, that protecting the Jimtown area that is there, you know. Even though there was no indication, I was just wondering if 14 does the same as that, as protected that wood area. I realize some would have to, there is some upland which is minimum on that piece of property.
Are there protected areas in the original application?
Yeah, there were specific areas that were protected, and there was specific reference to the 42-acre wildlife habitat.
Right.
The area there was specific on number 12. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing proposed tree and shrub designs. which shall include a screen of trees planted around a perimeter of Bald Eagle Preserve area. And it makes reference to the preserve itself. I'm looking through the rest of it. It would be in addition to whatever was placed in this condition of approval on the original.
Okay. So none of the protected areas offered in the original conditions will be compromised?
No, well, if you went by H under 17, that's what you're reading.
Okay, I
Green Farm LLC will provide a 50-foot minimum forested or landscape buffer between all Jimtown properties and Marine Farm lots.
Correct.
And this condition...
But this says a buffer of existing and planted trees should be established along...
Well, what you can, what to do there to keep it in line with the original was establish that it'd be 50 feet wide.
Right.
And that would clarify. That gives you your 50-foot back.
But in 14 of this set of conditions, it only references along County Road 285A. Were there other areas that were offered that 50-foot buffer?
This is only on that 20 acres. You're talking about the rest of the subdivision?
The original would be basically that there'd be anywhere that along the Jimtown properties or and Marine Farm lots would be a 50 foot.
Okay.
So, to fix that on this case, you would put the buffer, a 50 foot minimum buffer of existing and planted trees shall be established along County Road 285A. And any adjoining Jimtown property, that way it's clear.
Right. And then it could refer back to this H on 17.
Well, it does. It basically says the same thing in wording. It's just a little different.
Right. Just kind of assures that.
And we do have the two items on the November 18th, 2004 letter from Mr. Key that the connection will not be there. I think that was written in.
Yeah, if you look.
There'll be no access to Marine Farm from Jimtown Road or through this partial.
That would be F on 17, I think.
Mr. Lank, on number 13 about no interconnection.
Right.
I'm assuming that it was intended to refer to vehicular interconnection.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it should be specified vehicular because there doesn't seem to be any reason why there couldn't be a walking path that would somebody could use as opposed to driving on the area roads to get there.
And I assume that's what his intent was.
We can add that word vehicular in there then.
So in that case, 13 should read, there shall be no vehicular interconnection between this site and the Marine Farm.
Right.
MRPC, and number 14 would be a 50-foot wide buffer of existing and planted trees shall be established along County Road 285A and any Jimtown properties.
And by putting that buffer as a buffer of existing or planted trees would protect the trees, is that correct?
Yeah, because what happens is you're creating a buffer, and if it's not 50 foot, it has to be planted so that it is 50 foot. That way they don't clear cut it.
Yeah, that's why, I don't want them clear cut it and then come back and say, well, we stuck trees and seedlings in to take 40 years to get there, so.
Right.
Okay.
Any other conditions, gentlemen? You got 14, and we've made sure that the entrance and connection vehicular is in there, and 20 homes have been deleted, still are deleted from the density of the other deal. Questions? Any further questions? Any other?
I had one that you might think about, the word lighted on the sign, where it references one lighted identification sign at the entrance.
Okay. You just want to take light.
I didn't know if the word, though, it's the residential character of Jimtown could be impacted by a lighted sign, and it's only a daytime use primarily, and it questions the need for a light.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's just a question I raised for council. I went against my own commission, but.
Any other conditions that you want to see added? I've read through this concerns of Jimtown community. And it's except for the elimination of it totally. I think we've done everything in this, in these conditions that we can protect the citizens of Jim County, except for the entrance to that property is the only way they have access to it, and there's no way to do it off of 285. Any other questions? A question, Mr. Griffin? Read the title. Yep.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC medium density residential district residential planned community to an AR1 RPC agricultural residential district residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis Rehoboth 100 Sussex County containing, I'm sorry, I was reading the one that we already passed.
That's correct. 1878.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 RPC agricultural residential district residential planned community for a recreational therapeutic equestrian facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis Rehoboth 100 Sussex County containing 19.84 acres more or less. And if you would please state your reasons.
Tell me, you've heard the conditional use 1678 from Mr. Lank. You discussed it. You've read over the conditions and read the title. Entertain a motion. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion we approve 1678 with how many conditions
14.
We got? 14 conditions.
Second.
That as amended? I'm sorry.
As amended.
Yes, as amended. Sorry.
That was 13 got amended a vehicle or interconnection, and 14 is a 50-foot buffer of existing and planted trees shall be existing on County Route 285A in any Jimtown properties.
And our question number 10.
Any question 10?
Right. Was there anybody? There was no discussion.
Yeah, I think we eliminated that. The light
made it unlighted rather than light it. Unlighted.
Okay.
Is that acceptable? Like under, so it'd be one unlighted identification sign at the site entrance shall be permitted.
They just said identification sign. One identification sign. Okay. Anything else? Motion by Mr. Nukes, second by Mr. Phillips to approve additional use number 1678 with 14 amended conditions. Questions? Mr. Cole.
It is a low impact activity, which will provide, I think, for substantial open area and also retaining a good portion of the wooded area. The riding stairwells are a permitted use in an AR district, and I believe that this activity is compatible with the rural agricultural residential district. And I think the historical area known as Jimtown is a rural area, a rural community. What is not compatible are the, what I felt it were earlier approvals like the large MRRPC with its density and activity, that's the impact it's had on the area. I don't think that's compatible, and I don't even think the recent approval that the county council did with this conditional use was compatible, and I don't even think the illegally operated businesses are compatible. So I don't believe the activity that we've heard about today and with the conditions will affect the people's property values or quality of life in the area, and I believe that the it will have a minimal impact. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation with revised stipulations, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones.
Yes, my you know, certainly we all received several calls from the community. I think the impact of the horse farm will be certainly much less than anything as far as homes, no interconnecting. I think we protected the wooded buffer to shield that area from any noise. So my vote is yes with the 14 stipulations as amended.
Dukes?
My vote is yes with the 14 stipulations.
I like to be on the record as stating that I think from the beginning of this property, from the development stage to the downzone here today with the protection overlay, the concern of this council has been the protection of historically of the Jimtown residents. They've made a very good presentation all along. I think their concerns have been taken seriously. They've had a major impact on the character and the the end result of this development that's going to occur as a marine farm, and also with this application here, except for access to the property through the easement of that roadway, the considerations that have been seriously taken for the residents of Dimtown. I think this will be the lowest impact of the usage of this property, and I hope that they will enjoy it. I think they'll be a good neighbor to them. My vote would be yes with the 14 modified stipulations.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, sir.
I'd ask that we re-amend the agenda